Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, I'll tell you what.
What?
All these Real Housewives are going broke. There's another one. It's PK and Dorit. PK is the is management for Culture Club. What's the lead singer of
Boy George?
Boy George. Yeah. So PK has been on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills forever, and he is management for Culture Club and Boy George. He levied that band and took loans against that band and Boy George for like $8 million, and now he's in debt, and now that band will never make money again.
Oh. Now, they're big still in the UK, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, but he's been his manager for years, so he was even his manager when they were huge.
Yeah.
And he levied all the, and supposedly Boy George didn't know anything about it, that he took loans against the band.
That's terrible.
Because I don't know how you do that.
He did it.
Loans against the band.
And
for
Boy George.
For future money they're going to make?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, I think that all Boy George does now is like spin in nightclubs. He's like a DJ in nightclubs, isn't he?
I don't know.
I think so. Just,
it's this whole scandal now.
That, hard to pay back $8 million
yeah.
if you're just DJ in a nightclub.
You know, this is crazy. Yeah, it's just crazy. Anyway, they all go broke because, you know, every TV changes everybody, obviously, on these reality shows. And they want to appear so much wealthier than they are. And they do stupid financial decisions just so they look like they have so much money. It's just a mess.
They go to jail.
They do go to jail. Yep, they do. Guess who else is probably going to go to jail? And I feel like this is crazy. Smokey Robinson.
Why?
Because
Smokey?
Smokey Robinson. There are housekeepers, people that are coming after him now. And it dates back to 2007. Four former employees say that they worked for Smokey as housekeepers, and they accused the 85-year-old of battery, harassment, false imprisonment. Yeah, and they said that his wife was in on it.
Ew. Oh, his wife was in on it?
Yeah.
She knew about it?
Yeah.
Way to go, Smokey.
You don't see that happening, do you?
Like, no, I didn't see it coming, that's for sure.
Bingo card today.
Yeah. What did he sing? I don't even remember what he sang. He was before my time.
Smokey.
He did, You Really Gotta Hold On Me. Really Gotta Hold On Me.
Oh. And
sounded just like
Smokey. Thank you.
I don't think that was his biggest hit.
Smokey.
That's the only one that I know.
There was something else he did that was really big.
Smokey.
Yeah. Old Smokey.
Yeah, I don't know what he said. What are you guys seeing there?
Being with you.
Yeah.
Being with you.
Just to see her.
Just to see her.
Baby, baby, don't cry.
Yeah.
Baby, baby,
yeah.
Cry.
You know what they say? Where there's Smokey, there's fire.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, they sure do.
They do. That's a saying.
Yeah.
Where there's Smokey, there's fire.
Give a hoot, don't. No, that's not. What's the other Smokey
No, it's
one?
Not give a hoot, don't pull it. That's an owl. J. Jamie.
But no, but Smokey the Bear says something.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sang that one too.
Oh, yeah. His name was Smokey, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, this is just terrible.
Yeah, it
poor
is.
Poor old Smokey. Not a way to go out in life,
Smokey.
You know?
Smokey, how about let's feel bad for the housekeepers?
Oh, yeah, them too. Them too. But what a way to go out in life.
I know.
You're 85 years old, pretty much cash it in, and then all of a sudden you get hit with these charges.
Yeah, you go out as a creep. Yeah, well, it's happening a lot, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Keep so, calling up about four different housekeepers.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, I guess he was kind of creepy. Boy. All right, anyway, moving on. Let's see here. Kanye West stormed off of the Piers Morgan show. I think you have that in Vox Pro.
Whoa.
Morgan was talking to Ye, and I guess he got the numbers of followers he had wrong, and then Ye went ballistic and left the room. Here it
like,
is.
Like, how many followers do I have?
Well, how many is it?
I think you could do the study. You got a whole staff over there.
I thought it was 32 million. How many is it? You obviously know.
I mean, no, I mean, don't help them out, you know. They.
I'm told it's 33 million now, so congratulations. You're slightly bigger following than I thought.
No. No, congratulations. Your information is correct. You're not just some, you know, dude trying to sub. You know, I'm a gift, bro. You know what I mean? Why do all you people in media act like you haven't played my songs at your weddings or graduations or at funerals or when your child was born? You know, you take somebody that's living like a Lennon, a Michael Jackson, and you just take all this time to just like that nuance right there. It's idiotic. It just shows the hate that you put out for people that put love. There's so much love in
what
the art
you,
that
with
I put
respect,
so many,
yeah, what, you know. What are you talking about? I haven't said anything.
What are you talking about? It's 30. Okay, now you're not taking accountability or responsibility.
You said you know, you implied I haven't played your music. Of course I've played your music.
No, sir. This is what you get for now. We can circle back when you can count.
Okay.
And then he left.
Yeah, he just got up and walked off.
Yee, come back. Yee.
You know, if you guys don't get my 123 followers right.
I can honestly say.
I'm going to be really mad.
I don't think I've ever played a Yee song.
You mean here?
I just, you know, on my own leisure time. In the car,
just
in
slap
the shower,
on
a Saturday morning, you know, when nothing's on TV. Mm. I don't think I've ever resorted to Yee.
How about the tears of a clown?
That's Smokey.
That is Smokey right there. I just found that out. So he just told me. Yeah.
That was his big one in Cruising.
Cruising.
Yeah. He had a couple of biggies.
Yeah. So that's, yeah. Okay. And Yee, that guy.
Look,
I have questions. Why do 34 million of you follow him? Like, what's he offering you? I did for a hot minute, but it was to talk about it on this show. I don't follow him to follow him because, you know.
You're a fan.
Yeah, yep. That's the right word.
I saw a couple of posts he made over the past month or so, and I'm just done with him.
Yeah, I know.
I want nothing else to do with him.
Because it's a lot.
Yeah, it's not even worth it.
He is a lot. All right, let's see here. Secondly, Kayla Nicole. I love this. I love when people say, like, I don't want you to talk about me, and then they talk about themselves about in the relationship they're in. Do you know who she is? Well, I'll tell you. She was Travis Kelce's ex, and she said, oh, my God, would you guys stop calling me Travis Kelce's ex? Like, I am me. I am Kayla Nicole, and so don't call me Travis Kelce's ex because I used to date Travis Kelce, but now I don't date Travis Kelce anymore. But a long time ago, I did date Travis Kelce, but please don't call me Travis Kelce's ex because I'm not Travis Kelce's ex. I'm Kayla Nicole, and yeah. Yes, it is true. I dated him once, Travis Kelce, but I don't date Travis Kelce anymore.
That was well said. I get it. I get it. That makes a lot of sense to me.
That's literally what she said.
Yeah, and
I'm
you
not
know
even
what?
Kidding.
Jamie, it explains everything. It does. You just explained everything.
Oh, my God, that girl. Yep. All right. Kentucky Derby winner Sovereignty will not run in the Preakness Stakes. I like that this guy, the trainer's doing this. The trainer says, you know what? I want what's best for the horse. And this horse is still real tired. And so he's not going to run in the Preakness. Yeah. Yeah.
How does he know that horse is tired?
Well, he said
that horse tell him that.
He said it's only a 2-week turnaround from the Kentucky Derby, and I don't think it's fair to the horse.
Hey, thanks for doing that for me.
I'm going to take a nap.
How does he know the horse is too tired to run?
Go because he told him.
They're so in tune together.
Yeah, they're. Yeah. Oh.
Mr. Ed.
Where's the horse?
Wilbur!
I gave you an opportunity to play the one sound effect.
No, you surprised me with the horse thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the horse isn't easy to find.
somebody messes. On demand? Well, it's the only sound we got.
I think somebody messes with me. Yeah. They move my horse around.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I think they're doing it on purpose so that they can. Yeah, it's not in here. I don't think, Spadell, that I'm in the right thing here.
Oh, you're in Slacker's. Oh,
yeah, I think so.
I don't think Slacker plays a lot of horse sound effects.
I don't see a horse. He has a mermaid?
What?
How do you have a mermaid sound effect? I don't know.
What is it?
Yeah, boy. Down, sovereignty.
That's not a mermaid.
I found the horse.
Oh. Wait, go back to the horse. Listen. You can tell that this horse is tired. Listen. Not you, the horse. Play it.
I can't.
See, tired.
I don't want to run.
I'm so tired.
I don't want to run. Watch out for the car.
What is the horse going on?
Let me explain that, okay? In the sound effects library,
there's
only a certain amount of letters you can put in there. And the horse is H-O, and then you don't see the other letters. Horn's H-O, too. So you can, like, hey, play the horse. Play the horn. Horn.
I get what's happening. Okay.
Oh, here's another H-O.
Okay.
Let's see what this is. There's nothing in it.
Well, that's because it was ho.
Yeah.
Oh, we're back to horn. We're back to horn.
All right. I'm going to go now. That's in the C's. Stop! It's like a little kid with a sound effect machine. I'm done. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Did you see this? Another jet has fallen off of the USS Truman. $70 million jet. I don't know what rope we're using to tie these suckers down, but we got to get to Home Depot and get some better rope because this is not working. $70 million.
What happened this time?
They're losing more jets than you do key cards. just some wave action slid off the side of the boat.
And it was at night because he was coming in for a night landing. And then that cable just didn't hold it.
We're losing more jets than Spadell does girlfriends. $70 million jet just splashed right into the ocean.
We got to fix that.
It's not looking good, folks. No, can't we tie him down just a little bit better?
Yeah, that makes
you
us look bad.
You got to do something,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, wow. That's a shame right there.
All right, got to remind you of the Mighty Millions raffle. All right, here's the deal. $2.4 million home, Winter Park. Beautiful scenery up there. And you could win the home. All you got to do is buy your tickets.
Here's the deal. Go to MightyMillionsRaffle.com. Again, it's Mighty Millions. My mouth's tired.
<You're> exhausted.
MightyMillionsRaffle.com. Okay. And then they have a bunch of other prizes to give away as well. You are up for grabs. Like, even if you win the house, you can win other prizes. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And if you win other prizes, you can also win the house. But the point that I think BJ was trying to get to is the deadline is midnight Friday night.
I tried to get to it. Good.
No.
I mean, I just came to a stop for some reason, right? Isn't there like vacations?
Yeah, so they've got 4,600 prizes additional to the house, and they've got 30 days of vacays, and then they also have 100 days of just winning straight up cash prizes that you can get, which is awesome.
All right, you mentioned earlier that the Colorado Candy Company wants us to come over there and do a BJ and Jamie candy?
No,
is that what it is?
No, you kind of got full of yourself there.
Okay. Well, I thought that's what you meant by that because, you know, they did that Bronco one.
Yeah. They
I
did.
Thought that's what you meant by
that. They said that they wanted us to come up and take a candy making class. But my idea to you was let's get a bunch of people on the butt bus and go up there and make some candy. And then I guess you came up with just now maybe a BJ and Jamie lozenge.
Yeah, or just suckers.
Oh, BJ
and Jamie. BJ and Jamie suckers.
Oh, that's I like that. Brilliant.
There you go.
Yeah, we should do that. I like it. I like it a lot.
All right, let's get in touch with Spadell. Can you work this out?
Yeah, I can hit up the Candyman.
Hit up the Candyman.
Huh?
Are you sick?
No.
Oh, you sound like you're getting sick.
I might be.
You're losing your voice.
Yeah.
Anyway,
he needs therapy, though. That's what he said.
Everybody needs therapy. I believe in therapy.
He said he needs therapy.
Remember what that therapist told me?
You give him therapy and a sucker, look at him.
Let me tell you what the therapist told me. This is an amazing story. He said, I don't know what you were thinking, why you thought anything would be different. He's like, let me tell you a story. There was the snake, and the snake was swimming in the water. And the snake said, please pick me up. I'm drowning. And the girl said, I'm not going to pick you up here, snake. You'll bite me. And the snake is like, no, I won't. I'm drowning. Please pick me up. And so she picked it up, and it bit her. And you know why it bit her? Because it was a snake.
Yeah. Same thing with the scorpion and the frog. Yeah.
Yeah, that's that cost me $550.
Shpadoom.
Yeah. Do I owe Jamie $550 now?
No, just ask him if they can do the sucker for
me. Right. Okay. Sorry.
Just the sucker. Just BJ and Jamie.
Sorry.
Okay. We'll take a trip up to the candy company up there for you. All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just a couple of things that we've already covered on the show this morning. One being the Real ID. The Real ID here in Colorado, not a problem, I don't think. I think most people have that star on the driver's license, right?
Yeah.
Some of the other states. Now, is it a problem if you fly to another state to come back here? I guess not,
right?
There are
five states that you don't need it.
You don't need the Real ID?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was all across the country.
There's five that you don't.
No kidding.
I don't know why.
Do we know what they are?
Nope.
Spadil, do you know what it is?
I'm going to say Kentucky. They're dumb.
According to AI, it says Michigan, Minnesota, New York, Vermont, and Washington.
Ah, shoot.
Michigan?
So close.
And they don't need the Real ID?
New York trips me up.
Yeah, that's weird, too.
I thought it was a national thing that had to happen.
These say that they're called enhanced IDs, and it's an alternative to Real IDs.
So you still have, you got to have an ID, I guess. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, we covered that. And we also mentioned earlier this morning, the Cardinals are together. Not the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm talking about the Cardinals over at the Vatican. They're ready to pick a new Pope.
133 of them are all
there.
They're all there. They all have their own individual desk. They got nice pens, some paper and stuff. And they're all just in there like, I don't know who you want. I don't know.
Now, somebody texted earlier this morning, I'm not Catholic, don't want to offend anyone, but they say the smoke happens after they take the vote and they throw the paper in the fire.
Oh, okay.
Is that what happens? I don't know.
I'm not Catholic.
Ballots? Yeah. Do we know that for a fact?
Yeah, they don't want anyone to know how anybody voted, so they burn them until they all agree.
And that becomes the black smoke that we see.
And on average, it takes between 3 and 8 ballots to elect a new pope.
What do we burn to get the white smoke?
Three to eight ballots, so 3 to 8, casting votes.
Huh?
Well, there's 133 of them.
Well, yeah, but ballots, every time they vote is called a ballot, a round of ballots.
Oh, 3 to 8 times the voting.
Yes.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah,
I just thought he meant like slips.
Spadil, how do they get the white smoke? If you get the black smoke by burning the ballots, what do you burn for white smoke?
So I'm pretty sure
oil.
Both cases that they burn the ballots,
I know
but
well.
It's they mix something in with them that makes it black, and then they mix something in with it that makes
oil.
It white to
oil.
Signal what's
Take
going on.
My it's oil.
Oil's black.
Not when you have a lawnmower, it's not. And it gets in the filter. It burns white.
That is true.
Yeah. It burns white as can be.
And when they vote, they have to have 2/3 of the Cardinals to vote for the right pope.
Gotcha.
Or they got to re-vote it, right?
Then we get white smoke. It's an exciting time, isn't
it?
Yeah. A new pope.
But Jamie, the Catholics are on edge.
Oh, they are?
Oh, yeah.
What'd your wife say about it? She's a hardcore Catholic.
She is all about this.
Who does she want? Does she want one?
I don't think she has a favorite.
She go, run three, run.
No.
Nothing
No,
that.
I tried to get a favor out of her so I could put some money on it.
Run, Pat, run. It's always like a Pat or something like that.
No. She's never mentioned anyone, so.
I don't know. There's a Leonard, a Pat. What are some of those Catholics?
John. John's big.
John's very big. Philip's good.
Philip's
good.
Big. A lot of biblical names.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Matthew and Mark.
Isaac.
Luke.
Yeah.
John.
All of those.
Acts.
All right. We should know soon.
BJ and Jamie.
Here, let me ask Spadil. Hey, Spadil, if you had a choice, which one would you go with? Rigatoni?
Oh, my God.
Or bison meatloaf?
I guess bison meatloaf?
Yeah. Yeah, don't overthink it there. Yeah. Pick one.
Okay. Rigatoni. Yeah, I'll go with the meatloaf.
Jamie is in here picking out her meal for her first class flight. She's going out to California.
I was just like, wow. Okay, so what would you guys... I wasn't trying to rub it in. I was just saying they have a lot of choices. They have cheese enchiladas. I can get the mezza rigatoni. I can get the charred chicken breast. Mixed greens with a side of chicken, grilled chicken. The beef melt sandwich looks delicious. But listen to this one. This is the Denver signature dish, glazed bison meatloaf. It's glazed bison meatloaf with smashed potatoes, bacon sauteed, haricot vert. What's a haricot vert?
I don't know, but no it's idea. Delicious, I'm sure.
And red chili sauce. Yeah. Or I can get the cheese plate. So I don't know what to get.
They've got a bigger menu than Chick-fil-A. I mean, it's huge. It's huge. And not only that, I'm telling her, I'm like, look, I've never flown first class. Usually the selection I get, and Spadil, you can relate to this, it's either that cinnamon cookie.
Yeah, the cinnamon cookie's not that great either.
What's a cinnamon cookie?
They have a cookie they give you.
Yeah, it's like a biscuit.
And it's cinnamon?
Yeah.
They used to give you like little fudge, brownie topping things, but now it's the cinnamon cookie and it sucks.
It sucks.
And aren't some people like have an allergy to cinnamon? That seems like a bad choice.
Nah, they don't care.
Yeah.
Wow, what happens back there?
And now they have these new pretzel braids that are monk fruit flavored. Yeah. Those are awful, too.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah.
Don't even try to ask for a second.
No.
Oh, you get so, you are such a problem.
Yeah, man, I need to pick out my pairing.
Yeah.
From my mixologist.
Oh, that's right.
Your wine?
Now she's got to pick out the drink, too. Oh, it's not just wine.
Yeah.
It's everything.
It's a specialty cocktail.
Bailey's, tequila, whatever.
Whatever you want.
Yeah. I get to pick mine, too. It's either Coca-Cola or, what is it, ginger ale?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ginger ale.
Yeah. Or water.
They won't give you the canned?
No. Yeah, you don't get the whole can. No.
They make
no.
me share it with the guy next to me.
You guys, all right, so before you act like, oh my God, she's flying first class, I want to tell you all again, get the Mileage Plus credit card, get the Platinum American Express. You will earn miles. You can put your freaking like electric bill on it. You put all your bills on it and you earn miles.
Yeah, but I don't want those miles because then I have to make a choice between the rigatoni and the bison meatloaf. And that's impossible. Why would I want to put that pressure on myself and a mixologist? What am I going to drink? What pairs up with bison? I don't know.
Oh my God. No, literally. I have 520,000 United miles still to burn through. And I'm trying to burn through them because they keep raising the number of miles that you need to fly.
A lot of people don't realize this. In first class, they still allow you to smoke a cigar. It's true.
Oh, God. It's true.
Jamie's going to go with Partagas.
Yeah. Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Go Nuggets! Denver Nuggets tonight, Oklahoma City. We're going to take this thing, man. Game two. Let's go. Let's go. Got faith again.
Yep.
All right, we got to get out of here. Yeah, did you figure out your meal for your first class? You going to go with the rigatoni?
I don't know yet. I'm looking up the reviews. Yeah. The mezza rigatoni with vodka sauce, it's reasonable. They said it's reasonably good.
Really?
Reasonably good?
Yeah.
I don't know
if I trust that.
Yeah.
I think I'll go with the cheese enchiladas.
Man, what is it about getting on an airplane and just starving?
I know, right?
It makes me so hungry. I can eat before I get on the flight, and I get hungry on the flight.
Because you're so bored.
I guess.
Yeah, I bet you're right. That is true.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think your taste buds really kick in at high altitude.
Maybe that's it.
You get up to 30,000 feet, yeah. All of a sudden, man, I could sure use a chicken wing.
What?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
You don't offer wings on there? What kind of restaurant you run in there?
I know, right?
Yeah. Man. Yeah. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. We will see you back here tomorrow. Have a good one.
Bless you.
Sorry about that.
Bless you.
My God, that just came out of nowhere.
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.